Good morning. It's Monday, June 17th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, the City of Rome has embarked on a significant project to address necessary repairs and improvements at the train station located on Martin Street. Before we jump in, a quick message.
Hi, I'm Joe Kelly. Join me on May 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. for the Oneida County History Center Telethon, presented by Bank of Utica. Tune in to WUTR or cnyhomepage.com. Call 315-735-3642 to join, renew, or donate to keep local history thriving in your community.
Now, here are a few other stories that you should know about. Music, art, and community building will once again come together as the Free Levitt AMP Utica Music Series starts today, featuring headliner Shamar Allen. The Rome Branch, NAACP, and City of Rome hosted a vibrant weekend event at Bellamy Harbor Park, honoring Juneteenth and fostering unity. Retiring Whitesboro High School principal Jeffrey Kuhn said he was graduating right along with the class of 2024 during their commencement. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. The City of Rome has embarked on a significant project to address necessary repairs and improvements at the train station located on Martin Street. A $500,000 contract has been signed with Essential Constructs of Ontario County to initiate this work. This contract was approved during the bi-monthly meeting of the Board of Estimate and Contract at City Hall on Thursday. According to Joseph Gigliano, the Commissioner of the Department of Public Works, the contract includes conducting an engineering study and carrying out some minor repairs at the station. The need for these repairs arose after part of the ceiling collapsed in 2018. Since then, most repair work had been on hold as the city navigated the complexities of determining ownership responsibilities among the City of Rome, Amtrak, and CSX Railroad. Gigliano highlighted the ongoing negotiations to clarify these responsibilities, stating, "There's still a question of where we stop and start. We have Amtrak at the table. We're waiting for CSX to re-engage with us." Despite these ongoing negotiations, Essential Constructs has already commenced the engineering study. Gigliano expressed hope that the study would be completed within a month, after which the remaining funds will be used for minor repairs throughout the station. This project is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act, as approved by the Rome Common Council. In context, the importance of the Rome train station is reflected in ridership statistics. A 2023 report from Amtrak noted that the Rome station served nearly 10,000 riders in the 2023 fiscal year, a significant number, though far less, than the 65,000 riders served by the Utica station. Additionally, Amtrak has plans to begin a design project, either this year or next, to address platform issues at the Rome station that currently do not comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Construction for these improvements is set to begin in 2027 and is expected to be completed by 2029. This initiative marks a crucial step in maintaining and improving the infrastructure of the Rome train station, ensuring it continues to serve its passengers effectively and safely. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, in Utica, the Whitesboro High School class of 2024 celebrated their graduation at the Adirondack Bank Center. The event also marked the retirement of Principal Jeffrey Kuhn, who has served for 15 years. Principal Kuhn thanked the 250 graduates for making his final year special. He reflected on his 30-year career, starting as a social studies teacher and advancing to principal. Kuhn advised the graduates to act ethically and seize opportunities. Senior class president Joseph LaBarbera recalled significant moments, including the pandemic during their eighth grade year, and emphasized the potential ahead. Superintendent Brian Belair urged the graduates to embrace their individuality and create a world where everyone is valued. Valedictorian Aubrey Hughes acknowledged the unpredictability of life and encouraged her classmates to be grateful, kind, and persistent. As the class of 2024 graduates and Principal Kuhn retires, this ceremony marks a significant milestone. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at yoursentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at yoursentinel.com/subscribe.